KMA Land catch-up time, and we are catching up with a former KMA Lander, former standout soccer player from the area. Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln alum Abby Evers is with us right now as she is in her senior year of soccer at Wayne State. Abby, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. Appreciate you taking the time to chat with us. Obviously, time flies because I can't believe you're actually a senior in college now and in your senior season. Can you believe that?
No. Honestly, it's so crazy. Every time I play a game, I'm like, holy cow. Like, you know, now I only have a handful left, which is crazy that 4 years has already gone by.
Yeah.
3 years, I guess. But, no, it's so crazy.
Right. Well, certainly, you're trying to make the most of it, I'm sure. Tell me a little bit about, you know, those first 3 years and kind of, you know, just your thoughts on how things have gone there at Wayne State for you and your team.
Yeah. So, I mean, freshman year, it's a big adjustment, you know, coming from high school and club to college is a big adjustment. But, I mean, I made the most of it, getting as many minutes as you can, you know, making an impact, changing positions. It's just very different. So freshman, sophomore year, they were very good. We really had to figure it out. Our conference is very, very tough. And so we fell short first 2 years of conference, which was a bummer. But we just, I mean, our team, we really wanted to make it to conference. So junior year, team did great. However, I got hurt 3 games in. It was out the rest of the season. So it wasn't exactly my junior year that I wanted. However, we made it to conference. The team did great. Super, super fun season. You know, still being able to be part of the sideline and traveling and all of that in a different role, not on the field, but not off of the field. Was huge, and now senior year, which is just so crazy. But again, making that tournament is a big goal of mine and being part of it this year.
Yeah. I know that you've gone through some, you know, you just mentioned the adversity there with the injury last year. You've also kind of moved around a little bit, you know, moving to midfield as a freshman and sophomore, played forward last year and this year. So I guess tell me a little bit about that, kind of just moving from different positions and, you know, landing different roles, I suppose.
For sure. I mean, college is college. Like, you're going to play wherever the coach tells you to play, and you're going to figure it out. Luckily for me, winger, central, midfield, and forward are all very similar. However, they're very, very different. So still, as a senior, I'm mixing between different positions, which I love, honestly. Like, it makes you not feel comfortable, like, you know, just playing one position. And it's quite fun. Like, walking into a game, you don't know what position you're going to play. And so it's like, you know, knowing that when you get out there, you're just going to have to adapt to the field, the game, and do whatever the coach needs to do. Because in the end, it's your team player, team sport, and you just have to pick up the slack wherever it's needed.
Yeah. What kind of injury did you sustain last year, and what was it, what's been the battle like, or what was the battle like to get back in healthy?
Yeah, so I tore all of my ligaments. And my ankle, and crazy enough, it was non-contact, you know, just stepped wrong, and my ankle went one direction, the rest of my body went the other. So I was in a boot for about 2 months. I couldn't run, walk, couldn't do much of anything. And so that was very tough, especially being in the thick of season, you know, really just not being able to do anything. You know, even shagging balls was such a small task that I was like, okay, I'm gonna go do this, but it took me way longer to shag a ball than it used to. So that was very tough. And then the recovery process, I knew that I have my senior year, like, I'm gonna be as strong and as healthy as possible for my senior year. So I started running again in about January, right after Christmas break. And I just really, really focused on the ankle, getting it strong, doing the small movements that you don't usually think are necessary, but really focusing on my recovery to then being able to play in the spring and be like, okay, you know, like, so now I still have to tape my ankle and wear a brace, but I'm taking all precautions for my senior year.
Yeah, got to get through that one for healthy for sure. Abby Evers again, Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln alum, Wayne State senior. Team is off to a really good start. Abby, I guess you mentioned, you know, you want to be in that tournament late in the year, and you want to be healthy for that one. I guess tell me a little bit about, you know, just, you know, what you feel that will take, you know, just to get to that point, your team continuing to have the success that it has had over the last several years, and then, you know, getting yourself to reach those goals before you're done there.
For sure. We started the conference last weekend, and we are off to 2 wins, which is great. However, the conference only gets harder from here. So I think just as a team, you know, really staying positive, working together. Our team is pretty young. Besides my class, there's 9 in my class, but now we have 11 freshmen. So we're very young, I would say. So just really working as a team, and we need everyone on or off, like a starter or not. Like if you come on that field, like giving it your all, you know, really, really showing that we want to make that conference tournament, and every game counts, every second counts. We've learned that in a couple exhibition games, you know, not giving up a goal in the last 10 seconds is going to be huge. So really just as a team, like working our tails off to make that tournament.
Mm-hmm. Now, you kind of look back on, you know, your choice, you know, 4 or 5 years ago to, you know, go to Wayne State. Tell me a little bit about, you know, that and kind of, you know, how you've enjoyed your time. Obviously with, you know, so many transfers going on all over the place, you staying there for 4 years kind of just, you know, speaks to, you know, how much you have enjoyed it, I suppose.
Absolutely. I mean, it's so crazy to like think back, like I made this decision 5 years ago and just how much has changed. You know, I would say again, freshman year was difficult. It was a big adjustment, you know, being farther away from home than I ever have been, being on my own, struggling, and, you know, just like the school, the soccer, like you eat, sleep, breathe those things. And so I would say now, looking back, it has easily been the best 4 years of my life. I love Wayne. I've enjoyed it so much. That portal's going crazy. And just looking and being like, some people just really dislike, you know, and that happens. Like, maybe it's not going to be the best fit for you. But for myself, like, just every year is going to get better. Like, it takes time. It takes hard work to really, for my sake, like, prove my spot, prove I'm going to play, prove that I'm going to be a good teammate, you know. And so, I mean, one struggle, like, freshman year, like, not giving up, not just being like, okay, you know, maybe I'm not playing as much as I wanted freshman year, and I'm going to try somewhere else. Like, really sticking it out. And now as a senior, like, I'm doing what I've wanted to do. I'm playing. I'm scoring goals. I'm getting the minutes I want. I'm having fun. We're doing well. Like, it's easily been the best 4 years of my life. Best decision I could have made.
Right. Awesome. Well, I'm glad you've had a, you know, a great 4 years. Certainly, I know you're living in the moment, but I guess, you know, when soccer comes to an end, I just read in your bio, it says you're majoring in business marketing. I guess what kind of goals do you have for yourself from a professional level?
Yes. I am planning on moving to Nashville, Tennessee, for either a sales position or getting my real estate license. So that is something I'm going to really figure out once soccer ends. But just, you know, taking all of the life lessons I've learned from, you know, stepping into college and having a very, like, big awakening, you know, just how different life can be. And, I mean, all of the small roles, just being a good teammate, being a good person, you know, like, working hard on and off the field, doing the right things when no one's watching. There's just small things that I know will help me succeed in the real life, like taking all of those moments and just hoping that I can, you know, continue to absolutely thrive and love my life outside of soccer as well, like getting a job and, you know.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say you moved to Nashville and pursue a country music singing career or something.
Yeah, not quite. Okay. I will definitely support those singers, but I will not be one myself.
Perfect. Maybe you'll sell some real estate to them. Abby Evers, again, from Council Bluffs, Abraham Lincoln alum, and Wayne State senior right now, finishing out her soccer career. Abby, it was awesome, you know, catching up with you. We really appreciate the time and wish you continued success there.
Thank you.